This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za. Learn something new and connect with like-minded contributors in health, wealth, and relationships. This is Power Lunch
with Bobby Molloy
on Power 98.7.
It is 20 minutes to 1 o'clock on this Friday afternoon, and we're talking now about the Road Accident Fund to promote road safety to festival goers and general listenership. The use of a designated driver is always given to go to events. You know, road safety is one of two very critical functions performed by the Road Accident Fund. Given the burden of road injuries and fatalities in the country, RAF finds itself having an increased liability of claims from accident victims. As a result, the organization invests in road safety projects aimed at reducing or preventing road crashes throughout the country to reduce the burden of providing compensation to road accident victims and their families. On the line with us, we have Senior Manager, Road Safety, Siphamandla Gumbi from the Road Accident Fund. Siphamandla, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon. Welcome to Power Lunch.
Thank you for having me, and good afternoon to the listener.
So tell me about your work at RAF.
I think, as you've correctly indicated, one of our main responsibilities is to compensate people who've been involved in accidents. And we do that in a variety of ways, where we pay for funerals, we pay for medical costs, we pay for general damages, et cetera. But key to one of our functions in terms of the act under which we operate, we are also required to contribute to road safety, meaning we have to be proactive and try to assist in promoting road safety by a variety of educational programs that we run as the Road Accident Fund.
So tell us why it's important for RAF to use radio to spread your road safety message.
Look, in as much as there's social media, there's TV, there's newspapers and other media that people are using to communicate. But we need to accept that radio is still the biggest and the most available medium through which people are able to be accessed. So we find that strategic partnerships with radio stations, as well as using opportunities such as this one to promote messages of road safety, they remain key, because everybody, even poor, rich, middle class, etc., we still are able to access a lot of people from a variety of all walks of life. We are able to access them and are able to pass the road safety message and make sure that people are aware of what they need to be able to do to be able to be safe, to get home alive. Mm.
Tell us about the various RAF road safety initiatives.
There is a variety of road safety initiatives that the RAF runs. But most importantly, we have what we call the driver awareness program, because using the statistics, we have been able to pick up that one of the biggest causes of road crashes that is not often spoken about is ill health. So a lot of people drive and they are not able to see for some reason. Some people have got other critical illnesses such as diabetes, blood pressure, uncontrolled diabetes, and so on. So which are things that contribute to people constantly being tired and unable to drive properly in many cases, people who've got poor vision. So the Road Accident Fund has got a mobile clinic that we use particularly for commercial drivers, which is bus, truck, and taxi drivers, where we do free testing for them, and we give them free prescription glasses for those that we pick up that they've got eye ailments, and others receive referral letters that they are able to go further and get further medical assistance. Because it's one of the things, I mean, people have gotten used to the messages of don't drink and drive, make sure your car is roadworthy, and so on. But there is hardly talk about health. and making sure that you've got a good health for you to be able to drive. Mm. So it's one of the programs. We also do a lot of programs with youth, where, for example, we select 20 areas in the country with most accidents, and we work with the schools in those particular areas. But we also work with a lot of youth where we allow them and work with them, workshop them to try and teach them to identify road safety programs in their areas. But also, we work with them to try and come up with solutions to implement in order to be the providers of solutions other than being the creators of problems in terms of road safety. So we work with a number of youth, particularly in the Eastern Cape, in Gauteng, in Limpopo, and in KwaZulu-Natal, where we've got most problems. Not necessarily that we don't have problems in other areas, but we pick up areas where we've got most of the of the crashes. But over and above that, we do a lot of training programs, particularly for motorcyclists, the delivery motorcyclists. We know that after COVID, a lot of people prefer to shop online, and as a result, there's an increase in the number of crashes and claims, by the way, to the RAF, that come from that sector of motorcyclists, and there's a lot of training that we do to them to try and teach them about some of the important aspects of safety while they are doing their work. And we also do defensive driving training for particularly taxi, bus, and taxi and bus drivers, but also other general motorists. We do other programs on tire safety, promote tire safety. We do solar patrol. There's a variety of programs people can be able to access in the website of the Road Accident Fund.
Why is road safety important to the RAF?
Over and above the fact that, unfortunately, accidents lead to a lot of misery because people die, people get seriously injured. And most of the people, what we find is that people who get involved in accidents are people who are economically active. Mm-hmm. Either someone was going to work, either someone was going to look for work, either someone was running a business. Unfortunately, that leads to a loss in the country. But over and above that, increased accidents mean an increase in the burden to the RAF, because the more accidents, it means we'll remain perpetually having less money to be able to share amongst people who are involved in accidents. So it is in our interest as an organization. But on top of that, it is a legal requirement. We are required by the act under which we operate, which is the RAF Act 56 of 1996, that we participate in road safety, we become proactive and identify areas where there are most accidents and come up with interventions to try and reduce those.
What's your message for road users when they go out to have fun?
Unfortunately, it's one of the things that we cannot avoid. In a country like South Africa, there is a lot of use of alcohol, especially in cases where people have fun. And we realize that we cannot be able to stop people from doing that. But what we're asking is that people must always make sure that, try and make sure that you reduce your alcohol intake particularly. But also, if you do realize that you're not going to be able to do that, just make sure that you have a designated driver who will be able to take you back to where you're supposed to go. Because a lot of accidents take place between midnight and 5 o'clock in the morning, and a lot of them happen because of two reasons. It's particularly fatigue in the mornings, particularly, but also people who've had a bit too much to drink. Mm. So we are requesting that people must make sure that there is a designated driver that is going to be able to take them home and make sure that they arrive safely.
What is RAF's message to listeners as we draw closer to the Easter holidays?
The important thing, I think, for us to highlight is that we all need to become our brother's keepers. If I'm safer in the way I conduct myself on the road, I will make sure that I arrive alive, but also I take care of my brother who's also driving on the road to make sure that we are safe. Let's make sure that we test our health and make sure that if you have already been found to be having the ailments I spoke about earlier, make sure that if you've been given glasses, you wear those glasses. If you see that you can't see properly, make sure that you get medical assistance. If you've got diabetes, cholesterol that is uncontrollable, high iron levels, just make sure that you do the right thing and make sure that you take your medication. But if you have not done so, go to the clinic and make sure that you are tested, because it is one of the silent killers that we don't often speak about. But also, people are going to be traveling for religious pilgrimages of various kinds. Mm. People are going to be going to their holidays, others will be going home. Let's just make sure that our vehicles are roadworthy, and particularly those who are going to be traveling long distances, let's make sure that our tires are okay. Because about 54% of accidents where the vehicle was a problem is because of the tire. So tires play a very important role in the incidences of crashes that we see taking place in the country. And unfortunately, we do see that we've got too many rains in the country at the moment, in parts of the country, especially. But also there is an advent of potholes that is taking place across the country, which unfortunately contributes to crashes. And we just make sure that we avoid putting ourselves in those situations where we have to have tire problems, particularly. Notwithstanding that there are other problems with regard to vehicles and other things and speed and so on, but we just make sure that let's share our road, let's make sure our vehicles are safe as well.
Thank you very much. That's Sipaman Lagumbi, Senior Manager, Road Safety at the Road Accident Fund.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.